and this world will last forever.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
brave. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome back. We are here in the studio at 2960 Southwest Map Road, WCNO-FM, Christian Radio. We are continuing the third day of our fundraiser and prayer and share. This is a two-week effort on our part. Twice a year we do this. We come to you and ask you for what God is telling you, what God's put on your heart to give, that this ministry would continue. And we know it's going to, because we're 34 years old almost, April 9th. And we know God's going to keep us going, but it's because of you, the listener. 80% or more of our income is from listener support. So 772-221-1100 is the number to call to make a gift, 772-221-1100. We missed the window for that matching funds, $50 from Dot, so thank you, Dot. We know other gifts will come in, and we'll just move forward in faith. But this morning, for the first 30 minutes of this hour, we have with us senior pastor of the Grace Place, Pastor Steve Bray. Steve, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here today.
It's great. And we have also a very significant member of the congregation whom we have heard from before, Dave Cantrell. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be back.
As I was saying in the lobby, there may be some federal law that two Daves can't be in the same place because, you know, something happened, you know, a horrible accident, both of us went. What would the world do? But anyway, we're not going to worry too much about that. But we're one of the things we're going to be hearing about is a really exciting event coming up at the Grace Place on Easter Sunday. But before we talk about it, let's hear the spot.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Bray from the Grace Place Church in Stuart. Easter's my favorite day of the year because the resurrection power of Jesus changes everything. Join us at the Grace Place for a powerful Good Friday service at 6:30 p.m. Our Easter sunrise service happens at 7 a.m. at a spectacular new location, Indian Riverside Park Amphitheater in Jensen Beach. And don't miss our Easter celebration service at 9 or 10:30 a.m. Check us out at thegraceplace.com.
Wow, cool. Well, that was a great intro. But Pastor, tell us more about what's going to be going on Easter Sunday.
Well, we are super excited about this weekend, obviously, because it is the two defining events of Christianity.
Amen.
The death of Christ and the resurrection. And both of those are the cornerstones of Christianity. You can't have one without the other.
Amen.
And so we start with Good Friday. And we have a special service at 6:30 on Good Friday. And I think it's so important for us, before we celebrate the resurrection, to pause and remember all that Christ did for us in redeeming us from our sins. And so we'll have a special time on Friday for that. And then, of course, Easter Sunday is my favorite day of the year because we're reminded that Christ rose from the grave, conquered sin, changed everything, changed history.
Yes.
And we're still talking about Jesus several thousand years later, and he's transforming lives and communities and nations several thousand years later. And so we're going to start the day bright and early at 7 o'clock at the Indian River Amphitheater Park in Jensen Beach. And it's a new location for us. You know, our church has been blessed for the last 20 years or so to meet at Sanspruit Park for our Easter sunrise service.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing some construction this year, so we've had to seek an alternate location. So those of you that have normally gone to our Easter sunrise service will want to note that we're in a new location this year, and it's a gorgeous location right over the river. So it'll be a beautiful spot to watch the sun come up and be reminded of that moment when the women made their way to the tomb,
yes,
expecting to take care of Jesus' body and prepare his body for his ultimate demise. And they they were so amazed to see the stone rolled away.
Yes.
And the angel in the tomb. And we're going to celebrate at 7 a.m. that morning. If you come out, you'll want to bring a blanket or a chair. The amphitheater has a grassy incline area, so you do want to be prepared for that. But it's going to be just a beautiful way to kickstart the day. Then we've got our two Easter services at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. at the Grace Place. And we have some exciting things that are going to be taking place during that service as we celebrate the resurrection. So we can't wait for that.
Yes.
We're actually kind of starting tonight, if you have kids or grandkids, tonight at 6:30 at our church. We also have the Easter egg hunt, and that'll be just a fun experience for the kids as they get started. And they've totally transformed our kids area. Each of the rooms represents a different scene in the story of Easter, from the Garden of Gethsemane all the way to the empty tomb. And it's just a remarkable thing. So they started on Palm Sunday going through that experience, and they'll continue that experience this weekend as well. So it's just a meaningful time for our kids as well.
That's really cool. It sounds very exciting. I want to make sure now, people, because you used to go to Sanspruit, this is the Indian Riverside Park.
Correct.
Which is off 707 or Indian River Drive.
It's off Indian River Drive, correct.
And now this particular park, because that's a big park, it's near the Tuckahoe Mansion, right? It's that grassy area with the kind of over the sail-shaped coverings, right?
Yes.
Where they have weddings and such there, too.
Yes, a lot of weddings and concerts in that location. But yes, beautiful amphitheater right next to the mansion.
Now, if people aren't able to make that service, but they want to join you at the Grace Place for the, would you say, the 9 o'clock and
10:30 is the second service, yes.
What's the address? How do they get to the Grace Place?
The Grace Place is located at 1550 Southeast Salerno Road in Stewart.
Okay.
And if you need any further information, thegraceplace.com is a great place to go to find all the details.
Amen. That give you not just the address and contact information, but other information about the church, about ministry opportunities, and there's a calendar of events and things coming up.
Yes, lots of information available on our website. You can also check out past services as well if you want to get a flavor for what our church is like.
Cool. Now, Pastor Steve, because I know you're new to the area, it's been over a little over a year that you've been here?
Yes, it's been about 14 months.
14 months, so you're beginning to settle in, sink some roots, I know. It takes a while. As a pastor myself, the first 3 years of ministry were always getting established and getting to know people, them to know me. But and part of getting to know people is hearing their God story. I just would love to ask you if you'd be willing to share how you met Christ.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was very blessed to have parents that love God deeply and authentically. And they were actually missionaries. My parents took me over to Papua New Guinea in my preborn state. So, so I was actually born, not many people can say this, but born in Wappanamunda, Papua New Guinea.
Oh my goodness. Say that 10 times real fast.
Exactly, yes. So this is part of my God's story, because when I was born, it was a little tiny jungle hospital. And when I was born, I came out and I was not breathing. I was completely blue. And the doctor told my parents that I was not going to survive, and that if by some miracle I survived, I would be severely brain damaged. And he actually called for the Lutheran priest to come and give last rites to me.
Wow.
And my parents, of course, had a little more faith than that. They wouldn't let him in the room. And they began to just intercede and cry out to God for his mercy. And I didn't find this out until I was in my 30s, but it was there was a person in the state of New York that God also woke up that very night. Wow. To pray for us. And she didn't know exactly what the need was, but she knew it was a crisis need. And so I cherish the prayers of people that are so responsive to the Lord like that.
Amen.
And so I know that, you know, later in before morning, you know, I started to breathe again and my color came back. And so God miraculously healed me.
Amen.
And, you know, depending on who you talk to, I didn't come away with too much brain damage. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get people in my life have the same opinion.
Yeah.
No, it seems to me your health is great and your mental health is also great.
Been very, very blessed.
Yeah.
And so very thankful to the Lord. But that was a special mark on my life that made me wonder if God hadn't saved me for a purpose.
Amen.
And so that's part of the reason that I serve him. And so if we fast forward about 5 years, I was one of those believers that started early in life. So we had an evangelist that came to Papua New Guinea from Australia. Mm-hmm. And I remember he preached just a powerful message about the cross. Mm-hmm. And very appropriate this time of year to remember that.
Yes.
And I was so impacted as a little five-year-old that at the end of that service, I just made a beeline for the altar with tears streaming down my face,
wow.
Confessing all my horrible sins at the age of five.
Yeah, right.
but the yeah. Lord forgave, and then the Lord blessed us with the opportunity to come back to the States when I was about 8 years old, and put us in a great church, and was blessed to have a phenomenal youth pastor and student ministries to grow up. And that's so important if you've got teenagers, to make sure that they're in a good youth group that can provide that support and encouragement for them. And so I was blessed, and along the way made a recommitment or two to the Lord.
Yeah.
But all in all, the Lord has seen me through that. And it's kind of interesting, actually, right after I graduated from Asbury Seminary, Pastor Rick Addison, who was the pastor at the Grace Place at the time, reached mm-hmm. out to me to come and serve on staff. And we didn't feel led at that time to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple years later, we did. We had the opportunity to come and serve on staff here mm-hmm. in the late 90s. So from 1997 to 1999, we actually served on staff here. And over all the years, God led us up to other churches and other places of ministry. But over all these years, the Grace Place was always my wife's favorite church.
Mm.
And Stuart was always her favorite place to live. And so I think we always had it in the back of our mind, if the Lord ever opened the door for us mm-hmm. to return, we would do that. And we were not looking to return to the area, but we got a phone call asking us if we would pray about it. And as it just so happened, we were on our way to vacation, and we said, okay, we'll pray about it. And our vacation happened to be on Grace Beach at Grace Bay. And everywhere we turned, it was grace, grace, grace.
Uh-huh.
We watched a church service that on vacation that we normally didn't watch, and every song was about grace. And we said, I think you're trying to tell us something, Lord. And
I love that, the incessancy of God's sharing his call, affirming it.
Yeah.
Let me switch a minute to Dave. Dave, you got a word for us, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm excited about what's happening this Easter. You know, things didn't just, we've been longtime members of the Grace Place, and just kind of a little bit down because we won't be here this year, this weekend. Our granddaughter's being married on Saturday, so we'll be with her and the family. So, but other than that, God is awesome. He's a multi he can multi plan, and he's got a plan for us, and we're going to follow that. And we're excited to have Steve and Susan at the Grace Place. We really are. I was through the process of getting. Of calling him and having him and give him the offer, and it was amazing how that everything just worked, fell in place. I was just amazed of the workings, because man cannot orchestrate that. Absolutely no way.
It's God's.
It was a God thing, and
it's God's.
And it's happening, and I'm very happy, very happy, very pleased.
That's exciting. It really is. And I'm hearing from the Lord here. I want to ask you a question now. Obviously, this is a question directed at you, but Dave may have some input as well. But every leader, every Christian leader, is given vision by God for the ministry they're in. And when you come on board as a fairly new pastor, and you're that vision is, you had to have a vision before you came. I mean, you had to have a sense of that. You come, and then suddenly God widens and colors that vision. And so I'd just like to say, as you look at what God has given you in terms of the vision for the life and ministry of the Grace Place, what is he showing you that he's going to unfold, he's going to bring about in the coming years?
Yeah. Well, we've been in this month of March, we've been in a series called Grace Strong. And we've been talking about what it means for us as individuals and as a church corporately to live out God's grace and live it to the maximum. And so we've focused on just a few things. And, you know, my vision has to reflect the vision of Scripture and what Christ's vision was when he came. And so we talked the very first week about having a heart for the lost. And Jesus left heaven to come so that lost people could find salvation. They could find their way back home. And so the primary function of us as individuals and as a church is to help people find their way back to God. And so we have a vision to see 100 people baptized every year that are coming to faith in Christ and growing in him. And so so we got to first is to reach the lost. Secondly, Jesus had a great concern to reach the least. And so Matthew chapter 25, we get the scene where it's judgment day. And what are the big criteria that Jesus is using? What have you done for the least of these? If you've done it in my name, then you've done it for me. And so we see in that passage that you can't separate faith and works. They're a package deal. If you've got sincere faith, it's going to be lived out in your life. So we want to have an impact on those in our community that need to be fed, that need to be clothed, that need practical love, the love of Christ in a practical way. So we partner with a ministry called Our Community Table, and they're a separate organization, but they meet on our campus every Saturday, and they have about 60 volunteers that gather, and they start about 7 in the morning cooking, and then they have a group that comes about 10:30 to package all the meals together. And then what I really love is they don't expect people to come to our campus to get the food. They have 10 different distribution sites all throughout the community. And so they all take the food out and distribute it. They're also distributing Bibles. They're also praying with people. And so they're trying to share the love of Christ in a very practical way, but also helping people understand the hope of Christ and verbally sharing it with them as well and communicating the care of Christ. So every week they serve somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 meals in our community.
That's
so it's just
fantastic.
A tremendous ministry. Anybody's open to, it's open to anybody to come and participate. All they got to do is show up to our chapel building on Saturday about probably if it's the first time to come about 10:30 and they'll put you to work being part of that. And it's just been so meaningful for people to see the opportunity there is, because oftentimes it's just if you go a street over, you realize there's a lot of people in need in our community.
Amen. Yes.
And so we want to make sure those are taken care of. So we want to do an increasing amount of we do quite a bit globally in terms of mission support, but we want to continue to increase what we're doing locally and partner with more and more ministries to make a difference right here in our community. So, and then the third week, you know, we talked about the importance of serving. And one of the very last things that Jesus did with his disciples was to model that by taking up a towel and a basin and washing their feet and showing them that this is really what his kingdom was all about.
Amen.
And so, you know, we have a vision to see at least 75% of our church involved in serving, because that's the heart of Christ.
Amen.
And
yes.
So those are my three big things for us as a church. We got to care for the lost. We got to care for the least, and we got to serve one another. Use the gifts that God has been given to us, and of course, you know, continuing to see our group life expand is another vision, because those are the spiritual greenhouse that we all need to be part of. You know, if we're not using our spiritual disciplines, if we're not in God's word, if we're not holding one another accountable, you know, we're not going to grow and be the people that God wants us to be.
Amen.
And it's been a pretty awesome year. God's really blessed our congregation and added to our number, and it's
cool.
It's been really awesome to see.
Dave, you looked like you wanted to say something.
I love what he's talking about, and I've been having a men's Bible study for a while, and I can see my numbers are growing. It amazes me. I used to have 6, 7, or 8. Now I've got 8, 16, 18 in the class. So, and I enjoy doing it, and I see guys' lives change, and I see, you know, we're doing studies that have an impact. And just one guy made a comment the other day of just what the impact that the one series is doing right now. And they're growing, and I really enjoy the class. And that's everyone's not at 6:30, room 107. So if you're
there, you go.
If you want to join the class, the men's Bible study, I invite you to come on out.
So that's again, what, 6:30?
6:30.
8 p.m. I assume.
6:30 at 6:30 till I'm done.
Okay, and that's of course at the Grace Place.
Yes, sir.
And let's give that street address. Let's the contact points. Street address, website, and phone number for the Grace Place.
Sure. We're located at 1550 mm-hmm. Southeast Salerno Road in Stuart, 34997. And the website is thegraceplace.com. And what was the other?
The phone number. I'll call the church office.
The church office. Oh, gosh.
Okay, sorry about that. I know.
I always just hand out the cards.
I know. Yeah. The same thing.
It's 772-287-6388. Yeah, that's I'm showing how new I still am.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Same thing happened to me, you know, and all of that, of course, is on the website.
Yeah.
All the contact information. And so I encourage people, and I'm especially we have a lot of listeners who are maybe they've just come to Christ, but they came not through a church ministry. And so they're looking for a church. And we have some people that are between churches right now for whatever reason. And if you're any one of those folk and you're looking for a worshiping community to be a part of, I would encourage you to look to contact Grace Place and give them a try. See if God wants you there.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dave. And it's never our goal to take anybody from another church.
No.
If God's placed you somewhere, we need every church to thrive in our community. I am still finding that there are people worshiping at home as a result of COVID, or else they've just, for whatever reason, they've just gotten into a habit of worshiping at home. And so I would just give it just an extra special encouragement to you to find a church this Sunday to be at in person.
Amen.
It is not the same, and certainly not on Easter weekend. Easter weekend, you need to be in a church body celebrating the resurrection of Christ.
Absolutely. I want to lift up something that you mentioned earlier that speaks to kind of a fundamental biblical, I'll say, I love to be metaphorical, but a biblical thread in the fabric of the faith of a congregation that has to do with the whole of the body of Christ. In that, and this is one of my soapboxes, is Christian unity, and that I know God is leading us out of a day when the church across the street would look at us and say, we're competing with them.
Yeah.
And what I heard you say is the Grace Place is one of a growing number of churches that recognize that Christians everywhere are part of the body of Christ, and that we have to have a sense of union. If we're to be united with Christ, then other believers in other churches are part of our body. We are called to lift up the body of Christ without exception.
Absolutely.
And what I'm hearing is, I love to hear, that's why I'm pointing it out, is I love to hear, you know, that we're not competing with other Christians. We want, because your work talk about ministries, you're lifting up. And you're saying, support these people, pray for these people. And I know still no pastors that will say, don't talk about other churches, they might get some money. You know, it's because it's the heart of Christ.
Yes.
And I want to thank God, and I want to thank you as a leader. Yeah. And I want to thank the members of Grace Place for celebrating the unity with Christ.
Yes. Yeah, that's when God is most pleased. When there is unity, and certainly, you know, if we're praying at our church, and I know many other churches are as well, for there to be revival in our land and in our community. And if that's going to happen, God's going to need a lot more than one church to be part of that process. And so, as long as you are uplifting the name of Christ and the cross of Christ and His resurrection, then we are we're in your fan club too.
Amen.
And we want to see Christ advance, and it takes all kinds of churches to reach all kinds of people.
Absolutely. And we know that God is working in the body of Christ today to slowly but steadily destroy the barriers that have been thrown up denominationally that separate people by a certain form of prejudice.
Yeah.
And God can't have that anymore.
Right.
He won't have it anymore.
I'm not speaking against any denomination here, but that is one thing that my wife and I love about the Grace Place is we don't have denominational things that we have to uphold. We hold to all of the historic doctrines of the church, but we major on the majors, minor on the minors, and we just make it about Jesus and how he can change your life.
Pastor Steve, I'm going to quickly play the promo for the Easter service again, and then we'll come back for a closing of this segment. And I think I'm going to ask you to just pray for the needs, for the lost.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Bray from the Grace Place Church in Stuart. Easter's my favorite day of the year because the resurrection power of Jesus changes everything. Join us at the Grace Place for a powerful Good Friday service at 6:30 p.m. Our Easter sunrise service happens at 7 a.m. at a spectacular new location, Indian Riverside Park Amphitheater in Jensen Beach. And don't miss our Easter celebration service at 9 or 10:30 a.m. Check us out at thegraceplace.com.
You know, you have a great voice for radio. Just think about that.
Thank you.
Think about down the road. God may be saying something to you about a program. We don't know, but I'm just throwing it out.
If he tells me, then we'll go with that.
Okay, but anyway, if you would, just, I know God's got a prayer on your heart for the lost. Would you just do that for us right now?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just come into your presence right now, and we thank you. For your son. We thank you for the love and compassion you have for each and every single person in this world. And I'm thinking of the people listening right now, and many of them have friends and family members and coworkers that are far from you. And there may even be somebody listening right now that's in a transition point in their life, and maybe they haven't really nailed down their faith with you. And I just pray, God, that through that this weekend would be a time of people making real spiritual decisions. And this weekend is a time when the most people are going to be at church in the whole year. And God, I'm just praying that you would use each pastor that preaches this weekend in our community. Lord, I pray your anointing would fall upon them. I pray, God, that as your name is lifted high, as the cross of Christ is lifted high, as the empty tomb is talked about, God, that people would see that they can be set free from their past, that the chains of addiction, that the chains of trauma, the chains of abandonment, whatever has bound them from the past, that they would be set free. For those that need healing, for wounds that have happened to them over the course of their life, God, I pray healing over them. And God, we know that you bring wholeness to us. And you care about everything that's happened in our life. And I just pray, God, right now that you would hear collectively as we all join our prayers together for those in our family, those that we care about that are far from you, God. We pray that you would hear those prayers and that you would send people into their life even today that would give a word of hope to them. And we're praying you'd break down the barriers the enemy is trying to establish, break all of those strongholds. And in Jesus' name, we're praying for new life. And we pray for that all over this community this weekend. And we pray this in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
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 Well, Pastor Steve Bray and Dave Cantrell, two faithful members of the Grace Place Church here in Stuart. And thank you for coming to be a part of this, sharing a little about your personal life and sharing about the exciting events coming this Sunday at the Grace Place. And one last time, give folks the website so that they can not only find out about this event, because if they missed it, but also how to get in touch with the church and how to find the church.
Okay. You can get more information at thegraceplace.com. Our church phone number is 772-287-6388. We're located at 1550 Southeast Salerno Road in Stuart.
God bless you all. Thank you for coming, and thank you for serving the Lord, being willing to be an instrument of grace and truth for Him.
Well, and thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
And we love that this station holds Jesus high across the Treasure Coast in South Florida, and pray God's blessing and the provision for this fundraising campaign you guys are in.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. And I've no doubt you're going to be back on the air. Trust me.
Well, thank you.
Here we go.
Would love.
Welcome back. This is WCNO in Palm City. We haven't moved.
Still here.
Yes, yeah. And we have some new guests with us today. First, before I introduce them, I want to tell you that our fundraising continues. This is the third day. We are about halfway through the day, give or take. And we have currently raised $29,020. Which, by the grace of God, we still have $195,980 to raise before we wrap this up a week from Friday. Although Friday of this week, we will not be, our prayer and share will be suspended because many folks will be busy with Good Friday and all the events going on in all the churches as we approach Resurrection Sunday. So we will have our regular programming on Friday, which includes Karen's live program, Hidden Places, from 11 to noon. And then the other live program is Kingdom Recovery from 5 to 6 p.m. And everything else, all the regular embedded programs that you enjoy at the times that they normally play. We have a gift here, and it's from a dear brother, Kirk, in Palm City. And we met several years ago when he brought his grandchildren by. Mm-hmm. We had a great visit. We populated the studio, and got to meet Kirk and his grandkids. And just a wonderful visit, and been a friend of the radio station ever since. And Kirk actually called this in. We had a matching funds challenge that I guess he called in, but we hadn't met the challenge, so the time was up. But anyway, so Kirk has a gift here of $100. And we're just going to turn that whole $100 into a matching funds challenge, which will produce the same effect as if we had applied it to that and had an overage of $50. So, Kirk, brother, thank you so much. So $100 matching fund, and we know we have two guests are going to be listening. You're going to be listening in until the noon hour. You might be so riveted to what they're saying that you won't be able to peel yourself away from the radio to make a call. So we're just gonna say this is matching funds until, let's say, 12:05. So if you can tear yourself away to make the call, great. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call. Welcome. We two individuals. We have Keith Masters, the street witness, who's a programmer here at WCNO, a great brother in Christ. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
It's so good to see you.
And good to see you guys.
Our last living intern.
Oh, no. Do we have some deceased interns?
No. Well, just because.
Did you see the look on his face? Oh, no.
The last gentleman who interned with us, Brandon Amaya. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yes, you are pronouncing it correct.
Okay. Brandon, thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
So I'm going to start. I want to hear from you, Brandon, what's going on in your life. Let me start with Keith, because Keith is always, here's a witness on the street. He's bringing people to Christ every day. He's a soul winner. What's going on?
A lot. There's been a lot. The Lord's busy. The Lord is busy. Everywhere. So I went, I had a trip to New York recently, attended a funeral, unfortunately, with a brother. A young brother in his 30s. We're going to miss him. And then I've had some enormous blessings by shared faith. And I'm just going to tell a real fast story real quick.
Okay.
Last week was school break. And we went to Disneyland. My son is 12, and we went to Disneyland in our RV. It's, you know, so we stay in Camp Wilderness. And we enjoy it, so we did that. But as we're driving down on the turnpike, there was a let me start over.
Okay.
So I had a flat tire. I was taking my son to baseball practice, and I had a flat tire, and I pulled the car over, and this is just in local area, and I pulled it over into some grass. And I started to jack up the car in the grass, and I've never done that before. And I learned a big lesson. You can't jack up the car in the grass, because the weight of the car will sink the jack into the grass.
Oh, yes, you're right.
So what wound up happening is I called AAA. They came. They couldn't help me. Then I had to call a tow truck. They had to lift the back end of the car up, so that, because now the car is sinking, now you can't get the spare tire on. Because the car is low, right? So, because you need to jack it up. So this happened to me about 3 weeks ago, okay? First time, and it was a lesson learned. Mm. We go to Disneyland last week, and we're on the turnpike heading out that way, and we pass one car, and this is how God works. We pass one car, he's over on the shoulder, and he's got a flat tire, and we just keep going. Mm. We keep going. Now we're about maybe an hour away, and I see another car on the shoulder with a flat tire, and they're trying to jack their car up in the grass. And the Lord has me stop my RV and pull over, right? So by the time I pull over, I've got to run back to the. I run back to the car. I'm a little ways away now because I'm doing 70 miles an hour down on the turnpike. And as I pull over and I stop, my wife says, "You're going to go and help that girl." I said, "That's a guy," because you know, I just took a fast peek and I thought it was a man. Mm-hmm. And I just thought the Lord put it on my heart. You can't jack up the car in the grass. You're going to have a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. I had to go and help. Nobody pulls over to anybody on the turnpike. Yeah, right? It's amazing, sure. Right? Yeah. So I pull the RV over and I go back to the car, and it turns out it's a woman. And mm-hmm. she goes, "A lot of people mistake me." So I felt a little better because I told her. My wife thought that, you know. Oh, I thought. And anyway, and so I said, "You got to move the car and put it over into the trouble lane. Trouble lane. Yeah, thank you. Pull over." And so she pulls it over, and we jack it up, and she sees the Jesus Saves on the back of the shirt. And she said, "I prayed to him before I left for a safe trip." Wow. She goes, "I prayed to him for a safe trip," right? And this is how God works. Yeah. I didn't pull over for the first guy. I pulled over for the second car broken down because I had the same situation, right?
Right.
And one of the fruits of the Spirit, goodness, right? So, you know, to just pull over. But it's how the Lord leads us in our steps.
Right.
It's how the Lord leads us in our steps. So we changed the tire. And she is so grateful, and she's, you know, she breaks down in tears. She just broke down in tears. Her name is Karina, and she broke down in tears. And she said that she's spiritual, and she reads the Psalms. And I explained to her, well, you know, you got to get to know Jesus a little better because it's all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that was the conversation. I took down her number. She took down my number. I said, "Call me when you get to your destination." She was going to Georgia. Just to make sure that she was okay. Mm-hmm. A couple of days later, and I mean this, a couple of days later, when we were in Disney, the Holy Spirit put it on my heart. I needed to send this woman some money. Mm. Oh, I'm missing, man. I'm just so ahead of myself. I can't help it. I'm so ahead of myself. Okay. She fixed, you know, she needed a tire change. We changed the tire. She went to Disney to get Orlando to get the tire changed. Mm-hmm. And I text her at just the exact time. This is amazing. I text her at the time that she was in a mechanic shop to change the tire. Mm-hmm. Turns out they didn't have the tire for her to be fixed. So I told her, go to Tire Kingdom, get the tire changed over there. She said she didn't have the money. I said, we'll take care of it, right? So this happens on a Saturday afternoon. This happens. Mm-hmm. She changes the tire. She changes it over at Tire Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we send the money through the phone to take care of the payment. She didn't have the money. She just didn't have the money and the resources. But this is how God works.
Amen.
This is how God works. Here I am pulling over on the turnpike, right? Yeah. Having a communication with this woman, right? In Orlando. She's getting her car fixed somewhere. I've got no idea where, right? Now we're sending her money because she doesn't have the funds to, right at that moment, to repair the tire, to get a new tire for her car. Mm-hmm. She's still driving to Georgia, right?
Right.
It was amazing. And she said she was going to be listening today. So cool. So she's more than welcome to call in and say hello. Yeah. And because I'm thinking, the question that she asked me when we were on the side of the road on the turnpike is, she goes, is your family in the RV, you know? So I'm wondering how, you know, how worried was she that somebody's pulling over and helping her?
Right.
And it's about her emotion at that time and what is she feeling? And to learn how to trust the Lord.
Amen.
You know, to learn how to trust the Lord. And so it's an experience for her at the same time that it's an experience for me, and how God moves through us. And how God moves through us. It was just for me, it was just amazing.
And you know, God gets all the glory.
Amen.
You know, I know. But I've had things like that happen in my life, both as a giver and as a receiver. And you're right, it's just how God works.
It's just how God works.
Yeah.
So
that's powerful.
You know, it is powerful. It's amazing is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
God is an awesome God. He never stops being awesome.
And no, he's not. And you know, I had to look up the Lord put this on my heart. You know, God gets all the glory, right? Does everybody really understand what that means? Does everybody really understand what the glory of God is?
Let's tell us how God has revealed that to you.
Right. So the glory of God is everything that he does. That's why he gets all the glory, because it's everything through him. Right? That's Psalm 24, verse 1. Everything in the earth is the Lord's, belongs to the Lord, right? And all those that dwell therein.
Amen.
So he gets all the glory. In the beginning, he created, you know,
in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth.
Yeah. Right, I'm a little ahead of myself.
That's okay.
But, because I was just so excited to share this, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to share this. And then, you know, so.
Well, you know, the point, we have to, because God is God. He's not human. He does nothing like us, really. We are made in his image.
Amen.
Exactly. But God doesn't have an ego that has to be satisfied.
Amen.
By praise when he does something. You know, but it is to point to the source of the miracle, the source of the grace, the source of the love, the source of the supply is always God.
Amen.
And like if I do something and I take credit for, if I take the glory, you know, I can't give that person who's giving me glory. I can't save them. I can't resource them. I can't do anything, really. At any magnitude that God can. When the church, when anybody who is a believer gives God the glory, then people see God.
People see God.
And then when people see God, then they know the hunger in their heart that is yet to be satisfied is only going to be satisfied when they have a relationship with God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Because if they have a relationship with me, guess what? They're going to be sorely disappointed if when they die and they don't go to heaven. Because I can't save them. I can share the message of the gospel like you do every day. But this is why we say we give God the glory.
We give God the glory.
It's powerful stuff. Let me shift away.
Sure.
We have Brandon down here who apparently survived his internship and
so far
is doing quite well. What's going on in your life, brother?
Well, me, I've been getting more involved, of course, with my church, where, of course, like I said, we finally got this whole schedule together mm-hmm. eventually of my youth group Redeem, which meets every Tuesday at church at 7:30. And I also, like I said, I'm part of the tech team too as well. Mm-hmm. We finally got some more people involved, where some people do some of the same things I do, where I help make sure that the sermon slides are up and the lyric slides are up as well. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, I've also sometimes I don't go on social media as much, but sometimes I go on Discord, where it's another social media platform where I talk with other people that are Christians as well. Mm-hmm. And I have also partaken in some discussions, sometimes a bit with online discourses, like civil discussions, and mm-hmm. sometimes go on Twitter spaces to listen in on one of the Christian creators that I follow named Inspiring Philosophy. His real name is Michael Jones. Mm-hmm. He makes mostly like TikTok and YouTube videos, like talking not just from a biblical like aspect, but also talking about, like, in a sense, the historical aspect about, you know, things in the Bible that happened as well.
Absolutely.
He's very in depth with that stuff, where he might sometimes give really long explanations sometimes, but it's valid because he cites which book and cites which book he's talking about, which person he quotes as well.
Right. So giving you references, so substance to back up what's being said, so you know it's true. Know it's from the Word of God. Yeah. Well, we know there's a lot of Christian influences on social media, all different kinds, that are reaching out to people that, in your age group particularly, that aren't going to church.
Right.
They aren't connected, and if they're not going to hear the gospel in the traditional means. Was that the Holy Spirit? Well, I know God is speaking to you, brother. You know, we listen, we all do that. My phone just went off, you know, earlier on in my back pocket, and still have to call that person, I guess. But, well, I must say, not only are we enjoying the company of both Brandon and Keith, but we are also raising money here for the station.
Amen.
And everybody in this room is a strong supporter of WCNO. We do have a matching funds challenge from our brother Kirk here in Palm City of $100. And I didn't put a time limit on it because we knew people would be listening while we have our friends here. But you can call 772-221-1100. And you can give any part of that or the whole thing. And you can then take this $100 and immediately, talking about flat tires, inflate it to $200. And you can do that as soon as you call in. So 772-221-1100 is the number. And we just ask you to do that sooner than later, because we know there'll be other matching funds coming in, and we want to clear this one out.
You guys were talking about prosperity before. I was listening on the way in.
Yeah, we're not prosperity gospel people.
No. But
those scriptures
no.
I was
Absolutely.
Reading.
Yes, yeah. And you Absolutely want to know, because not. I asked the Lord. I was, you know, you always get anxious coming in, and what are we going to talk about? And the Holy Spirit put it on my heart, prosperity. Mm. Prosperity. And then there you are this morning, you're talking about the prosperity, and it's so indwelled in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It is there.
Yeah.
It is there, right?
Oh, yes.
God wants everybody to be prosperous.
That's right.
He wants you to be prosperous.
In every way.
Yeah. Jesus said, I came to give life and give it abundantly. He didn't say, right? He said abundantly.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, right? And you were quoting Proverbs, and the Lord put it on my heart. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and all your vats will brim over with new wine.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, these are promises.
Yes.
These are promises.
Absolutely.
So we need people to, you know, go into their pocket, you know, and come out with something.
Look at that.
Either something that's
that
green.
Started with Dave saying that, you know, we have to get out of this lack mentality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, which.
And the station needs the funding to operate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? This is how we advance the kingdom.
And God's given us everything.
Amen. And this is how we advance the kingdom.
Amen.
This is the front lines.
It is.
This is the front lines.
This is absolutely the front lines.
Right.
And more people are
to
coming.
To quote your show.
Yeah, right. Of which you
well,
have been on.
He's just got one line.
Right.
The front line.
The front line.
But this is, you know, and what we see, which we're so delighted to see what God is doing. It's always in his time, because his timing's perfect, but we know he's resetting the church. This revival is going on now in America, other places in the world, but America needs to be revived. I have a whole soapbox I get on, and I won't do that right now, but for people to say, yeah, he's heard that one before. But it's important to know that God is moving to restore. He's restoring the church to what he intended it to be all along. We've gotten away from that. But God is bringing us back. For some, it's joy.